The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones. As a family law attorney, I know firsthand the challenges and obstacles that men face in divorce and custody matters. Our firm is committed to protecting husbands and fathers. Time is critical in family law cases. Call 1-800-DIVORCE and take control of your situation.
And Doug.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Hey, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area. Get a quote at libertymutual.com. Or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Builders, GCs, and property owners. Partner with Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors for your light commercial projects and multifamily properties. With 40 years of exceptional service, Henderson and Daughter is your trusted Milgard window and door dealer. Visit hendersonanddaughter.com to schedule your free consultation today. Henderson and Daughter, your partner in building excellence. Offering quality Milgard windows and doors for all your building needs. Henderson and Daughter, treating every home like their own.
CCB number 68623.
Pros, find the right flooring for the job in Lowe's newly redesigned flooring showroom. Shop our expanded assortment of trusted brands and get up to 35% off style selections, Stainmaster and Stainmaster Pet Protect Special Order Carpet. And while you're here, save $100 on the DeWalt 20-volt max 6-amp-hour 2-pack of batteries. Now just $179. Get more of what you need faster and save more where it counts from the ground up. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 8/26 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It's 5 o'clock. Your employees are headed home, but you're still updating spreadsheets, switching between software, and wondering where the day went. There's a better way. Odoo brings accounting, sales, inventory, CRM, and more together in one fully integrated platform, so you spend less time managing software and more time running your business, because your workday should end. Eventually. Try Odoo free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Your home for Dirt and Sprague. KRSK Portland, KRSK FM HD1, Malala, Oregon, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on the Fan, some NFL news for you, as the Atlanta Falcons have agreed on a one-year contract with veteran pass rusher Za'Darius Smith. The deal is worth up to $6 million as Atlanta adds to their depleted edge rush amid the Jalen Walker injury and the James Pierce 8-game suspension. The Indianapolis Colts are signing veteran wide receiver Keenan Allen to a one-year deal. According to reports, the deal is worth up to $8.32 million in efforts to bolster the thin receiving core in Indianapolis. The New York Giants are signing running back Najee Harris to a one-year deal. Harris tore his Achilles last season playing with the Chargers and is making the switch from Jim to John Harbaugh. Saints rookie wide receiver Jordan Tyson is expected to miss 2 months with a hamstring injury. Tyson went down last Thursday during the Saints' joint practice with Jacksonville and could potentially miss up to 6 regular season games. And finally, your Portland Timbers are back in action tomorrow night, taking on the San Diego FC inside Providence Park. Kickoff set for 7:30, as you can catch all of tomorrow's coverage right here on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM when pregame starts at 6:30. And for more sports scores and stories in 30 minutes, I'm Lowercase from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
The home of Dirt and Spray. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
The firm of Harris and Meringue with Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
We both had the same look on our face at the same time, like, are we both stroking?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hour number deuce here. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, 105.1thefan.com. The Odyssey app, wherever you get yours. If you missed the Dirty Swag edition of Dirt and Sprague this morning, it's the last one. Sprague will be back tomorrow. You can go back and check that out. Fan Podcast, 105.1thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or over on the YouTubes. If you can't wait for Casey to get his up for this show, it'll be about 15 minutes from now is usually when he gets it done. You can go back on YouTube or the Odyssey app, rewind or fast forward, except for in the future, for that would be impossible. It's a free consultation Tuesday around this BZ, so jump in on that. We're going to do an 11:15. We're going to kind of experiment, move stuff around a little bit as Dave Bartu is going to join us in the big nooner, and I also think I have the pathway to my new NFL team. We'll get to that in hour number three. But let's a little NFL news and notes here, Danny, to an extent. The Seattle Seahawks lock up Witherspoon, make him the highest paid corner in the NFL.
The reaction in the locker room was awesome.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Did you not see that?
No.
Yeah, they all went crazy for him.
Well, he's got to be extremely likable, yeah. Dude. He is a consummate pro. There was no hold out, hold in. He's just kind of been the guy. Mm-hmm. And for a top draft pick, as a corner, you know, I think there's so many of them that we think of that are high draft picks, like mm-hmm. Witherspoon was, you know, Patrick Surtain,
Sauce,
guys like that, Sauce Gardner. It feels like they are either elite corners or they flame out.
Well, that's the thing is, like, the shelf life of a great corner is like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fall off the cliff factor is higher there than any position in the league.
But it feels like the shelf life of a Hall of Fame corner is like 10 to 12 years.
But you transition and do things differently.
Fair, like fair.
You
might move to safety. You might be in different packages. That's a fair point.
According to PFF, Witherspoon's overall grade was an 89.9. That ranks first among 114 qualified cornerbacks.
Yeah, so good for him, and Seattle is finding a way to use their money. I mean, they're really lucky that their quarterback doesn't cost a ton of money. And even if he does go through this contract and gets another one, I still don't think he's going to cost a ton of money. Well, if you decide that Sam Darnold is your future for the next 5+ years, mm-hmm. which he can be, I still think when you sign him to a new deal, he's still only going to make 50 a year. At most, I don't think he's going to get 65, 70 like the Joe Burrows and the Mahomes do.
He could. But is that the path that he goes down? Does he like winning after being, you know, getting his skull caved in with the Jets? Is he, after seeing what it's like with the Vikings and seeing what it's like with the Seahawks and like,
does, oh, there is a light at the other side of the tunnel.
Yeah, like, does sacrificing a little bit here for the salary cap, does it make sense for me to prolong my career and everything that comes along with that? But as far as like paying corners prime money in the prime of their career, not a detriment.
No, it's not.
It's paying corners post prime. That's what hurts you.
That's when you get into a little bit of trouble. Now
and you're like, ooh.
Now I need a little help
from Trayvon Diggs situation.
Yes. The Trayvon Diggs situation was a bad sitch. Now let me ask you guys this, and this could be my ignorance when it comes to it, because everybody knows that because Witherspoon gets paid, that Christian Gonzalez is next.
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy that I'm not in love with Christian Gonzalez?
You're crazy in the sense of, like, he's very good. He's where does Cargo rank there on the PFF list? I would imagine he's top five.
And if he's top five, then, you know, poop on my face.
43rd.
Wow. 43rd.
Really?
Talk to me, dude. Christian Gonzalez led up a lot of deep balls last year.
See, that was my thought, too. I thought a lot of his kind of interceptions and spots where he was in a good spot were bad quarterback moves. Like against Houston, that game last year in the playoffs against Houston. Again, I don't want to poo-poo on a guy who's about to be one of the highest paid corners in the league, but a lot of his highlights are C.J. Stroud's lowlights.
Yeah, that's fair. Again, I like Christian Gonzalez. I think he's an exceptional corner, but I don't have him at the pantheon of Surtain or Witherspoon or any of those guys. Like, I just, that's not the world that I live in. Again, in the active hall of really good,
mm-hmm.
like that's where I would, like, if he's a Raider, I'm happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not mad about that, but he's not getting top corner market rate for me. But hey, New England's in the same situation. Who are they paying right now? Nobody.
Yeah, Gonzalez was ranked 12th in coverage grade, fourth in pass breakups, fourth in passer rating allowed.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I mean, Logan on the YouTube over here, you're crazy in that he's the only reason Seattle didn't win by 50 in the Super Bowl, stopped a lot of scoring. I'm a Seahawk fan, and in my opinion, he's better than Spoon by a good bit.
I wouldn't
that's
say that.
That's a wild thing to hear from a Hawks fan.
I think it's more about size than anything else.
Yeah.
Size and range.
Is Christian bigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but again, I like Gonzalez. I do. But it's just not, for me, I like the Sertans and the Witherspoons more.
Spoon is also the second best run defending corner in the league.
No.
That's what you need these days. So you have to have those corners that can come up and be physical.
If you're the best coverage guy, and then
and you also can play the run.
Do you play the run at top five in the league? Yeah, you're better than Christian Gonzalez.
No. So that's the world that I live in. Again, Raiders fan who hasn't had a secondary member worth a crap in a decade, I take Gonzalez in a heartbeat.
2 decades.
It's been a while.
Well, yeah, Nnamdi's 2 decades
ago. Yeah, he's 2011.
And Chuck before that.
Yeah.
Oh, so 1 decade. Nnamdi's that far, 2011?
I think it's 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might have been a little bit earlier than that when we went to the Eagles, but yeah, if I remember right. I did not care about it. Well, to be honest, that's probably like the line of demarcation is 2010 when that's the post-Jamarcus, Rolando McClain, Darius Hayward Bay. That's when I want to blow my brains out. Like that. There's a three-year period where from 2007 to 2010, I was like, I'm out! I've had enough!
I can't do this!
Had enough! And then it was a lot of suck in between.
Darius Hayward Bay caught some touchdowns for the Steelers.
Nah, we ain't taking that!
Look at this guy.
It got real bad.
Now you can come to my world and not have a team, and then life will be great for you.
I don't like that either.
Well, just hang out. Seahawk coverage on the Fan is presented by Xfinity Score, the most reliable Wi-Fi. One prize, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Real quick before we go into free consultation, do we like the Seahawks this year? I know we'll do picks later on, but do we like the Seahawks this year?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
There's not a reason really to not like them.
Yeah. I mean, what? You lose Ken Walker.
Mm-hmm.
You might lose a little bit of depth in that defense.
You lost your OC.
You lost your OC. Now, that's going to be the interesting one.
How they're able to establish the run game, that's how I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Price is the guy, then...
You have a rookie running back, you have Charbonnet coming off of injury, mm-hmm. and no Clint Kubiak.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can set some edges.
Who is the new offensive coordinator in Seattle?
I'm totally blanking.
Yeah, did they get somebody awesome?
When
is Charbonnet due back?
Yeah, because he got hurt late.
He got hurt in the NFC Championship, yeah.
Brian
did he not?
Fleury is his name.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the guy.
He was the tight ends coach in San Francisco.
No, yeah. But I trust
Shanahan kid.
I trust that organization.
Yeah, I do
too. From top to bottom. So that's probably more of what I'm looking at more than anything
else. I
do
too. Yeah, you may have a regression from winning the Super Bowl. Like you might not win the Super Bowl again, but they should be really good.
Yeah, I have no reason to suspect otherwise outside of injury.
Yeah, remember they built their team to beat the Rams, not to be the Rams. Yeah.
Smart.
This is the way to do it. Free consultation is next. Get those in, 503-864-6326, or drop them in the YouTubes as well. Let's have a little fun in hour number deuce. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1 The Fan.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Free consultation. Do it every single Tuesday. We're playing fun today. A little hooky on Danny's last day here for a little bit. 11:15 today instead of 12:15. But don't worry, Dave Bartu will join us. We'll talk some college football with him. Free consultation, 503-864-6326. You need some help in your love life, your work life, your personal life, your duck life, your USC life, whatever it might be. We are here to help you.
Danny says to me in the break as he's battling with a listener over the text line. You can tell it's college football season because we're all in our feelings right now.
I love Duck fan.
I know you love Duck fan.
Duck fans, they're my favorite thing to hate. They are. It's too easy.
You know, you and Duck fan were definitely made for each other.
It's just too easy.
I think you're made for each other.
It's fun. It's a simple thing.
It's like a yin and a yang.
Well, it's we know ball is getting close because Duck fans are getting in their feelings. And I think it's another pick six.
Wow, jeez. Whoa.
I know. I land it nice because I look over at Case and I just see a little smirk and a head shake.
No Beavers. Oh man.
Don't worry, I'll get him.
Yeah. With the seventh pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Shaedon Sharpe from London, Ontario, and the University of Kentucky.
Don't worry, boys. I got him.
University of Kentucky.
University of Kentucky. One practice, University of Kentucky.
Shut down.
He like had to throw in there his high school where he's from because he doesn't really go to Kentucky.
Which high school?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was a couple.
Oh, did he go to a couple high schools too? Yeah. Oh, Shaedon. Free consultation. Hypothetically, a semi-famous local sports radio personality is getting married soonish. Would it be morally wrong to send a birthday clown in full USC regalia to the reception to congratulate the newlyweds? A clown dressed as Fight On.
I don't know.
Balloon animals?
Does he have every championship ring on? Does he have a backpack full of Heismans?
Oh, dude, I should not have said this.
32 jersey with a pair of driving gloves?
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I should not have. I was going to have fun with this, and I was going to poke the bear. That was a bad call, Harris.
Well, I mean.
Easy Rod.
Yeah,
Rod.
You made a poor choice, amigo.
We do have Ronald McDonald colors.
Wow, I made myself sad.
Yeah.
That's one of those, like, you looked in the mirror, and it's like, that's your fault, dude.
That happens. Yeah, he can wear the OJ gloves as long as he wears the national title rings over the top of them.
The Heisman in the back pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
How many Heismans you got?
Seven.
You won seven Heismans?
Seven of them things?
I got zero.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I got zero.
A lot of them.
I got a number one overall pick, though.
Yeah, you do got those.
I got one of those. I got, one of those.
I'm trying to.
I got a number two overall pick, too.
So
I've got a Hall of Fame running back, too.
Oh, do you? Who's your Hall of Fame running back?
Steven Jackson. Steven
Jackson. Oh, Steven Jackson went to the Hall of Fame?
His career numbers.
Oh, I know. I just missed the
it's
gold
unfortunate.
Jacket.
Like the first thing I think of Steven Jackson is getting ripped. His dreads ripped out, getting pulled down.
Dude,
I can't remember who did it. The fact that he lived is just
the guy who ripped him out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there were stories about Steve like beating the hell out of people.
That's a scary guy.
That dude is
that dude in a Rams jersey just barreling through people.
I've heard practice.
Is that
stories.
Mark Bolger, Rams?
Yes, it was.
Mark Bolger, Steven Jackson,
Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt.
Yeah, pretty good team.
The end of the end of the greatest show on turf.
A young Danny Amendola.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, it's a sexy name I haven't heard in a while.
But we have clown colors, so I'm okay with it. Show must go on.
Free consultation. Hey, I'm going to opening night for the Blazers with my girlfriend, wondering what are some good dinner recommendations, as well as what time you recommend to see players working out before the game. This is right in your wheelhouse, Danny, in terms of players. As far as what are some good dinner recommendations, anywhere not near the stadium.
Street hot dogs.
Well, Casey and his street hot dogs
are
bad. The street meat is not bad. Hey, we got street hot dogs and street tacos outside of Providence Park every single game. Mm-hmm. Just saying. There's what we call an entertainment district
around the
park. And I can smell
it from the office, and it bums me out.
Yeah, yeah. We got entertainment around the park up at Providence. But, you won center court, whatever the hell your address
is. It's a dead zone. Yeah. Like, that's honestly, that's one of the major sticking points. I will say, food options in the building have gotten better and better and better.
I think they will get better and better.
I do. Dwayne, on the business side of things, they've done a really good job of like bringing, like, so I've mentioned this before, like, you know, me, Hiken, Gunnarsson, you know, we're there for, you know, every game. And we've got media meals, and the media meals have not been as good in the last couple of years. Post-COVID, I think it just kind of changed.
You know what, buddy? I don't think they're getting better.
Yeah, I don't.
Old Merritt takes care of us up at the park.
Yeah, I don't think the new ownership is going to spring for the good stuff.
I don't think so either.
No.
Looking like you're getting saltine crackers.
Yeah, but.
And water.
With our media pass, we get a pretty significant discount.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we get discount at the park.
Yeah, and that's on everything. So if I want to go buy, like, look, I've gone Christmas shopping there. Like,
sure.
Hey, can you get get my kid a Blazers jersey, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, yeah, I do that stuff all the time. But, you know, I'll do Killer Burger, Bay's Wings. Like, there's some, for stadium food, like, quick grab and go stadium food. Ranch pizza's in there. Like they've got some bangers in there. I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes the media food was not good. So yeah, you get some good options. There's a Vietnamese wing spot. I'm totally blanking on the name of it.
In the stadium?
Yeah. Gosh, dang it! I should know the name of it. But yeah, there's a lot of options. They bring in more and more every year. So yeah, I'm down with it. They used to have was it Lardo? Who is the Cubano? Is Lardo?
I know Sizzle Pie's in there.
Yeah.
Last time I went to a Blazer game, Rajon Rondo played for the Pelicans.
I mean, it's been a while. No. If you're looking for like for pizza, Ranch Pizza's got a banger in there.
Yeah, Ranch is good. What I would suggest, what I would do if you're doing pregame dinner, is go wherever you want and ride the Max in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Max is going to drop you off right there.
I mean, I'm not a believer in that, but I don't like catering my evening around public transportation.
See, what's funny is Danny doesn't want to get on the Max because it's a dangerous place, but he carries. I don't carry.
Well, I don't.
And I will get on the Max.
I don't care about the danger. I don't want to be beholden to the time scale of whatever that crap is, because I've seen those things sit there for like 10 minutes. I'm just like,
plus if you breathe heavily, you get like a slight fentanyl hit, and just gets your night going.
And I will tell you, there's. Yeah, not necessarily the safety of the physical safety stuff, but there's a particular tinge in the air on some of those cars.
A stank.
Oh, buddy. Oof. Yeah, I try to avoid that like the plague.
Stephen Jones is going to be a great owner for the Cowboys, isn't he? Smarter and less legal than Jerry. This was a text that came in that I wanted to turn into free consultation.
No,
I think there's
of the Nepo kids, because he's been doing it. He's been doing the work. This isn't just being turned over to him. Like, he's the number two. I mean, it's a lot like Ursay's daughter. Like, people are like, oh, who's this? That, you know, she's kicking butt and taking names, dude.
Yeah.
I saw her. She sat down with McAfee when McAfee came out there in the summer, man. She was on for like 40 minutes, and she was crushing it. Like, she knows ball.
Yeah, there was a lot of pushback, I think, at first in terms of just the nepotism part of it. But as soon as she got her hands on the wheel, I think Indianapolis Colts fans
they locked in real quick, because she was bathed in it. She was born into it. Like, she is, like Stephen Jones, has worked all throughout the organization, has the relationship. This isn't just like, oh, dad died, time for me to run this. You know what I mean? Like, this was, I don't want to say part of the plan, but like part of the plan. So when those situations happen and there's not a bunch of infighting and all those things, as long as people are getting taken care of, you can have the Steinbrenners, to an extent, have managed to navigate that to an extent.
Well, one of them died, so that stinks. So there's the brother dynamic. They don't have to
deal
with that.
They don't fight that. But yeah, when there's a succession plan, which with the Cowboys, I think Stephen Jones will.
I think so too. If I was a Cowboy fan, I would be very optimistic about what the future of the Cowboys hold. Look, Jerry is a very proud man, and Jerry, you know, maybe you could argue the Cowboys are the beginning of the modern generation of the NFL.
Smiles and glory holes.
You know, when the Cowboys win those three Super Bowls in the early 90s, the NFL is very different now than it was in the 80s. You could maybe it's Tom's first Super Bowl is the start of the modern NFL.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Eli's first, because that's when the Patriots started being more offensive heavy. Maybe it's Peyton's first, Breeze. I don't know.
Because your transition periods are the merger, and that's the Rooneys and Al Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Then
and the Maras.
And the Maras. Well,
the Hunts, I would say, too.
They were earlier. That's more on the AFL side of things, but post merger, it's Al and it's the Rooneys. Like that's the Raiders and the Steelers. That's that early era. Those two franchises were the torchbearers for the NFL.
But if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Cowboys, their Super Bowls,
Cowboys and Niners. The transition into the modern era. And then I Jerry helps push that. But I think if you're talking about like current modern, like post. Basically, Cowboys, Niners. Then I think you're looking at
Tom,
like, and pushing out from there. But like, yeah, I mean, Jerry, when he buys the Cowboys and the Herschel Walker and the triplets and everything that comes out of that, that's your first step, I think, into the modern foray. And then like postmodern is Tom and the Patriots era.
Well, if my memory serves me correct, I believe that offensive line in those Jimmy Johnson Super Bowls are the first ever offensive line in NFL history to average over 300 pounds. And if that's the case, that's a game changer, because everyone's over 300 pounds
now.
That, and that's a Hall of Fame running back. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Hall of Fame wide receiver, like you said, the triplets. That's also Jay Novacek at tight end. That's also Daryl Moose Johnson at fullback. It's like the complete package, plus studs everywhere on the defense.
And Leon Lett's crazy, bud.
Well, some of us like to get high, Danny.
No. And then
or you could just not.
And yeah. And then the absolute monster tackle who scared the living death out of everybody.
Without a doubt.
So
Charles Haley as well was pretty good.
Yeah, no. It was a pretty good front.
Pretty good front.
Yeah.
We come back, a little more free consultation for you on a wonderful Tuesday. We'll toss it to lowercase over there with sports. Hanging out here in free consultation, we will get to Web Gems. Coming up next, hour number three, the Big Nooner. I will share what the pathway to my new fandom in the NFL will be. Also, Dave Bartu will join us. We'll talk some more college football. Then Danny and I having a nice time in the break talking a little college football. I can't wait. You know what I'm thinking, Danny? Next week when you get back Thursday and Friday, let's try and do UW, WSU, Oregon, and Oregon State in those 2 days.
Okay.
Let's just bang them out.
Okay.
We'll preview them. We'll bring some guests on. I'm sure our good buddy Tyson will join us. I'll reach out to Alex Brink, Chris Fetters.
So we'll get the afterthoughts out of the way first. We'll do Cougs and Ducks, and then we'll do Beavs
and Huskies.
Yeah.
Sure. Is that how you want to do it?
Yeah.
Cougs, Ducks, Beavs, Huskies.
Get the afterthoughts out of the way first.
That's not very nice of you.
See, I lumped you in to get a shot at you too.
Why? But why?
It's my nature.
What have we done?
It's my nature.
We are so harmless.
No, I have nothing against Cougs. Never will have anything against Cougs.
We're the best.
Cougs and Bees, man. Like I've how can you hate them? How
go
can
Beavers.
You hate them?
I can't.
Go Tigers.
I've never had anything against the Huskies, but I like to hop on the fun. Because
They want me to hate the Beavers, and I'm just like, but why?
But why?
I like them.
Yeah. Like
I like Corvallis. I like going down to Reser.
I've never had any issue with the Huskies. It's like it's whatever, but it's like. And you want to encourage me to not like somebody? I can do that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to Reser again this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. I got to. The last game I watched down there is one of the worst live games I've ever seen in my life. Not the worst. Not the worst. But one of the worst games I've ever seen my team play. The worst game I've ever seen is the Crapple Cup.
No, you might get it.
Two girls, one apple cup. That's the worst. That's 16-13 in double overtime. And it was like 20 degrees.
Beavers. We might get one.
Oh, dude, you're going to run me off the rails. Wazoo's going to ban me from going to games.
Probably not a bad idea.
Free consultation. My boys and I are going rafting in 2 weeks, and we're split between a 9:30 boat launch and a 1:30. As a seasoned rafter, what do you suggest? Well, I mean, if you're just going for a day, baby.
Get in the water early.
Let's see. If it's a 9:30 launch and a 1:30. Yeah,
I'd rather get in the water early.
Probably the 9:30. It's going to be a little chilly in the morning, but once you get to like 11 or noon at the end, at least you'll be hot.
Not only that, you're going to start running into more boats.
Yeah, and it depends on where you're going. Like I do a lot on the Deschutes, and whether you're doing the upper, the Maupin stretch, or the lower. Once you get past 4 or 5 o'clock, and the sun starts to go over the canyon, and you're in the shade, it gets cold real quick. At least at 9:30, the sun is still out.
And when you get done. If you go
water's
in the early,
be the same temperature.
Yeah,
anyway.
That ain't changing. But like when you get done early, you know what you do? Then you can actually have your barbecue in the sun.
Yeah,
you can enjoy it.
You can have an because afternoon swim.
You're gonna be a little chilly on the water, no matter what time you go.
Yeah, I'll go with 9:30.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Free consultation. We have.
I'm not as a seasoned rafter as you, but I have been more than a few times.
Oh God, I need to quit rafting. It's gonna kill me one day. Free consultation. We have two boys, 9 and 12, and the rule in our household is that they are not allowed to eat. Or drink in the living room. Hey, same here with me. I've got 9, 11, and 13. However, we said that their mother and I, because we are adults and we can avoid spills better, they tried to call us out for being hypocritical, but we had to explain that sometimes adults get privileges that kids don't. Do they have a case, or do they need to just learn to wait their turn to be adults?
They've got the case.
Says the child.
I know, right?
They've got the case.
No. There, I'm fairly certain your parents said the same thing that my parents said, and it's very simple because I said so.
my parents let us eat in the living room all the time.
Oh, we did too, but like I'm talking about it with other things. Like the reason is because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
You look, man.
I don't know if I got a lot of because I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I did every once in a while, but I don't think I got a ton of. It
I didn't get a ton,
a
but like when it's there, it's there, and it's the. You know, I've had fun with my soon-to-be stepson. When he says something, I'm like, "Oh, you want to go to McDonald's? Oh, you got McDonald's money?
When'd you get McDonald's money?
Oh, that's great. You buying? And I, it's like, well, I want this. And I'm like, well, that's great. Looks like you can hop on your Lamborghinis and walk on down there, or we can eat the leftovers in the fridge.
God, I'm so glad you're not my stepdad. You're not my real dad.
You don't like Lamborghinis?
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
I live in the same situation as you do, amigo. And every once in a while, we let kids have some dessert in the family room while we're watching TV.
Exceptions to rules can be made.
And mom breaks that rule more than I do. I'm pretty stern about it.
Also, do you have carpet or hardwood?
I have hardwood, but a leather couch.
See, these things matter.
Yes.
If you've got carpet and upholstery couches or leather couches or something like that, things that can be stained and damaged very easily, and you have children, absolutely not.
You two olds. This is awful.
When you buy furniture that actually costs you money,
again, this
will
change
drastically.
This is what happens. You go out and you make sure that every time that you intend on eating in the living room, you get caught because they're just going to get tired of yelling at you. And all of a sudden, you end up with a nice little backyard against TV tray to watch your Looney Tunes in the morning.
Mm-mm.
That's how it gets done.
You can put it on the board!
Case going here with expert manipulation where that's just not going to work on me.
Yeah, my kids, you just have to prove it to me. They're getting there. My girls are great. I feel bad. Like, they're being punished because it's Bubba.
Start your psychological warfare now.
Yeah, because
I was literally trained in it, so it's not going to work on me.
Because 9-year-old Bubba is a disaster.
Yeah.
Anywhere he goes. So, is unfortunately his sister. So, once you can prove it, that's where I am. If you can prove it, I'm good. And accidents happen.
Mm.
You know, I mean, not to me because I'm an adult and not a child, but accidents happen. But if you can consistently show me that you're not doing that, then I'm going to let it slide.
See, I'm with Case, but on the other side of it. Psychological warfare, the PSYOP is me on you, not the other way around.
Hey, Big L, if you need a place to crash, you can always crash my house. All right. We'll go to McDonald's. How about that? And finally, free consultation. Have you ever found yourself out at a store or public place, and from a distance you see somebody who you don't necessarily dislike, but you're just not in the mood to get into a big chat right now? How extreme are the lengths you would go to avoid having to talk to them?
Ooh.
Let me tell you this. I got something. We were talking about Costco earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody who works at my Costco who I went to high school with and college with. I haven't seen her in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Always had a great relationship with her, but I haven't seen her in forever. And for some reason, I refuse to say hi. So, like, she works in the checkout line. I'll go to a different aisle.
See, really?
And just play stupid.
I've got a buddy that I've pretty much known throughout my entire childhood. He works at Costco. Every time that I see him, I run up to him and give him a big old hug.
This texter, leave the store. You walk in, see somebody, it's like, whoop, I'm out of here.
See, I don't even
remember what I came here for. In fact, burn the store down, I'm never coming back.
I think I'm the opposite because I like to think that I'm not, or I try to be better about it. Even if it's something I really like, there are very, 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 very few people on this planet that I just don't want to see. But I also kind of crave some confrontation. Like,
you don't say.
There's a former general manager of the franchise in town who I ran into at a scouting trip in an arena, and I sat down one chair in between us.
What would you say you do here?
And he did not acknowledge me the entire time, and I was like, good.
Wasn't ready to bifurcate?
Good. Good.
Wasn't ready to just move on?
Hey, you tried to get me fired twice, like 7 years ago. Guess who's still here, bud?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm the other way.
This just in, Danny loves confrontation. Breaking news here on The Fan. On The Fan.
There's maybe a mild pettiness in me when I feel wronged by somebody that I don't shy away from those things. I don't shy away. Where some people, like, makes them cringe, like you said, like, sure. Text her, like, I'm walking out of the store. I'm walking faster and staring at that person.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to lock eyes. You can, all you want. Hey, over here. Just have my fun with it. I don't know, man. I'm evil.
Binary Brewing and the Fan have teamed up for the only Fan IPA available for a limited time. Taste the Fan with Binary Brewing's signature West Coast IPA. Go to Binary Brewing's Beaverton location and ask them about their only Fan. So good, only the Fan and Binary Brewing can pull it off. That was free consultation every single day, every single Tuesday, excuse me, at 11:15 going forward. We had some fun with that. We'll leave that in its new time slot for a little bit. If we have to circle back into the Big Nooner, we will. Speaking of the Big Nooner, Dave Bartu will join us at 12:15 for a couple seggies, talk some college football. We come back, it's everybody's favorite, Web Gems, 105.1 The Fan.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not magic.
All right, everybody's favorite here, Web Gems, do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the Big Nooner, as I teased earlier, Dave Bartu will jump on, give us his college football matrix and all the goodies that he has from that on college football. I'm going to ask him a question about AP polls and coaches polls and why the hell we even do them. And hopefully he can give me a good answer for that. We'll have him in the Big Nooner Plus.
He also just sent me something, and I'll share with you in the break that we can tee up to. That's going to be really fun.
Fun. I like that. We'll also discuss potentially a new pathway for me to find an NFL team in the top of the Big Nooner Plus closing arguments to send you on your way. Something we've teased and talked about a lot lately, Danny, in terms of how owners, the future of ownership in sports, the influx of money and where that money is coming from. We've talked about it briefly, but I wanted to use this opportunity to kind of get into it. Private equity has entered the Bronx.
Yes.
The Yankees now have.
This has been sitting on the dock for like 10 days.
The Yanks and Apollo Sports Capital have struck a $2.6 billion financing deal. It is a mix of credit and equity intended to refinance existing debt and Apollo Sports CEO to join the Yankees board. The Steinbrenners will retain full control.
Until they come calling.
Until they come calling for their money.
If you don't think that this is a leverage play by private equity, you're out of your freaking mind.
Oh, without a doubt. But it just goes to show a lot of that kind of, as we've talked about over the last few days, of real money versus fake money and ownership. Mm-hmm. The Steinbrenners always had real cash because their cash was, no, they weren't cash heavy, but they always had real cash because their money was the Yankees.
Especially in the era pre-explosion of valuations.
Correct.
The Yankees in the 90s threw money around. That was the whole thing. It's
they
Yankees
did in the 2000s as well.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Again, I grew up on the roster that was Mark Teixeira, Alex Rodriguez, Jorge Posada, mm-hmm. CeCe Sabathia, Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, Hideki Matsui, mm-hmm. Curtis Granderson, and you name whoever you want to play.
Yeah, when you go get, God, who am I thinking of?
A-Rod alone.
Yeah, but then they started going to get like A.J. Burnett. They paid him a ton of money, even though that didn't work out. But they were still willing to pay people a ton of money. And then you get to the 2010s, and Cashman kind of was like, oh, stop, we have no minor league system. We're not winning right now. Too much money on the books. When Jeets retires, they like tear the whole damn thing down, it feels like. Well, this, to be fair, if this is going to help them pay off some debt, because I think that's the modern Steinbrenner is very different than George. And I don't know if these debts are occurred from George or if they're the cost of modern day baseball. But if it helps them settle up their debts, then maybe we will start seeing the Yanks. Because look, they were never going to get Juan Soto. They couldn't afford Juan Soto.
Why does private equity get into anything?
To make money. I mean, the Yankees
are not doing this out of the kindness of their hearts.
Oh, no. But the Yankees are the best brand in baseball to make money off of.
That's true right now. They're number two. But
let me back that up real quick.
American League.
Let me back that up real quick. I think the Yankees are the best brand in baseball to make money off of that aren't already printing money.
Yes.
Because the Dodgers are already printing money.
At a level that nobody else does.
Yeah, they don't need private equity to walk in. They've figured that out on their own.
They might.
Well, they might now, but that's a different story. But they didn't need it to figure it out. They're doing that on their own. Now that helps. Their TV deals help. TV deals help. The Frank McCourt situation helps. Landing Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto and the Japanese market and how much money they make off that. That has been great for them. The Yankees haven't really touched that in a while. They're still the Yankees. Mm-hmm. They're still the pinstripes. Everyone knows the NY. They've got Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, Cam Schlittler's a future dude. Cody Bellinger's been really good. They still are a very, very good team. But to your point, I don't know if they're really maximizing the amount of money they should be making. And if private equity lets you not worry about catching up, and lets you go to the future, then maybe they start making more money.
I think it's allowing you to build up your farm system, because we have seen the Yankees farm system evolve in the past few years. Mm-hmm. Even if it's guys like Anthony Volpe and Jason Dominguez, you're still bringing prospects up, which is just what you want to see.
Spencer Jones.
But also you're allowing them to spend money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And some of those guys don't hit, but that's the nature of baseball. Yeah. Cam Schlittler hit. Mm-hmm. That's a big-time home run right there. Okay, Volpe didn't hit. I don't think Dominguez is going to hit. Spencer Jones might hit 40 bombs and 250 Ks, but he might hit.
Yep.
On the flip side, anytime I see these deals, I don't ever go to the positive. And not because it's the Yankees, but just I don't want private equity in sports, man. I just don't, because you are ripping the soul of sports out. And here's the deal. They don't care. Mm-mm. This is like when you take a company public. The ethos of a company, the identity of a company is out the window, because you now have a fiduciary responsibility to someone other than your customer. It's gone. When IPOs happen, all the things that come along with that, your responsibility of the product is no longer tantamount. Your primary responsibility is to who has money in there, whether it's shareholders or private equity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hate about it.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about with the Big Ten, BYU, Utah,
Think about
Big 12, anybody taking private equity money.
Every product out there that you buy, that you're like, man, this is a great product, and it's out there for 10 years, you know what happens to it? It gets bought up by somebody bigger, and it gets cut, it gets downgraded, corners are cut, whatever it is, and then the quality of it goes down because it's now a part of a publicly held company, and all they're trying to do is maximize profits.
Oh, dude, I mean, I worked in beer for a long time, and there's some really great companies that are the forefathers of what
Widmer was
in this town, and their product is not as awesome anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It's just, Widmer was synonymous. Was it InBev that bought them?
They were Craft Brew Alliance, and then Craft Brew Alliance was bought. What partially bought by AB InBev. Now they're owned by Tilray, who owns 10 Barrel and a bunch of other stuff.
And again, I'm not taking shots.
Hop Valley.
If you do something successful that becomes so good that some big money corporation, a private equity firm or VC firm comes in and wants to buy it, you've done the thing. Congratulations, you're a billionaire. Good on you. I'm not mad at you. It's the caretakers of that stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're buying a product because you're buying the label. You're buying the pinstripes. You're investing in the Lakers, whatever it is. But you're not actually investing in the product or the customer. You're investing in the name and what it can do for you.
Side note on a baseball thing. I think it's time for a whole new facelift in New York. I think it's time for a whole new way to do stuff.
How do you mean?
I think you get Cashman out of there. I think you get Boone out of there. I think you throw money at guys like Pat Murphy in Milwaukee, and I think you start throwing money at guys like whoever's running the Tampa Bay Rays.
You go get the 29-year-old Kwan.
Just go get the dudes that are making the Tampa Bay Rays the best team in baseball.
I would love to have.
You know what I mean?
Pancakes on my team.
Because like right now it's just not working.
Pat Murphy is running my team. I think. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, to me, it's just not working. You know, Cashman, like, awesome. Thanks for your service, bud. We'll put you out in Monument Park. But it's time to get younger. It's time to be rejuvenated. Like, think about this. There are three guys running Major League Baseball teams that came from my Cleveland Guardians organization. One is running the Guardians. The other is running the Braves in Antonetti. And the other is Mark Spiro, who runs the Blue Jays. Like, go find somebody like that. That's been absolutely amazing at a lower level, and then give them money. It's like the Billy Bean thing. Why Billy Bean never got a chance to have money is beyond my imagination.
What could we do with this guy if he actually had money?
Yeah, it's like Kevin Cash at Tampa, maybe the best manager in baseball. What if you put him on the Yankees? you know?
Yeah.
It's better than trotting Boone out there every day.
Oh, come on now. It's not that. I can't even say
yeah,
it.
You can't even
say it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Can't say it in straight face.
The Big Nooner is next, and here's the pathway to my new fandom, and I don't think anybody's going to like it, but I kind of like it. That's next. 105.1 The Fan, The Fan Sports Network.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.